ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवदीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम् कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 14 टेक्स्ट Text 35-36 Mangalaya cha lokanam kshemaya cha bhavaya cha Aaste yadukulam bodhav adyo ananta sakapuman Yad bahu danda guptayam swapuryam yadavo archita Kridanti paramanandam mahapaurishika iva. So, these are the two shlokas we are chanting. Yet bahu danda guptayam. Svapuryam yadavochitaha. Kridanti paramanandam. Mahapaurishika iva. Yet bahu danda guptayam swapuryam yadavochitaha kridanti paramanandam mahapaurishika iva. Yet bahu danda guptayam Svapuryam yadavo architah Kridanti paramanandam Mahapaurishika iva. Mangalaya for all good. Cha also. Lokanam of all the planets. Kshemaya for protection. Cha and Bhavaya for elevation. Cha also. Aste is there. Yadukula Ambodhau in the ocean of the Yadu dynasty. Adhyaha, the original. Ananta Sakaha, in the company of Ananta Balarama. Puman, the supreme enjoyer. Yet, whose Bahudanda Guptayam, being protected by his arms. Swapuryam, in his own city. Yadavaha, the members of the Yadu family. Architaha, as they deserve. Kridanti, are relishing. Parama Anandam, transcendental pleasure. Mahapaurishikaha, the residents of the spiritual sky. Eva, like. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki. The original personality of Godhead, the enjoyer, and Balarama, the primeval Lord Ananta, are staying in the ocean of the Yadu dynasty for the welfare, protection, and general progress of the entire universe. And the members of the Yadu dynasty, being protected by the arms of the Lord, are enjoying life like the residents of the spiritual sky. Sri Jagannath Paladev Subhadramai Ki. Purport. As we have discussed many times, the personality of Godhead Vishnu resides within each and every universe in two capacities, namely as Garbhodakashayi Vishnu and Kshirodakashayi Vishnu. The Kshirodakashayi Vishnu has his own planet on the northern top of the universe. And there is a great ocean of milk where the Lord resides on the bed of the Ananta incarnation of Baladeva. Thus Maharaj Yudhishthira has compared the Yadu dynasty to the ocean of milk and Shri Balaram to the Ananta where Lord Krishna resides. He has compared the citizens of Dwaraka to the liberated inhabitants of the Vaikuntha Lokas. Beyond the material sky, further than we can see with our eyes, and beyond the sevenfold coverings of the universe, there is the causal ocean in which all the universes are floating like footballs. And beyond the causal ocean, there is an unlimited span of spiritual sky, generally known as the effulgence of Brahman. Within this effulgence, there are innumerable spiritual planets, and they are known as the Vaikuntha planets. Each and every Vaikuntha planet is many, many times bigger than the biggest universe within the material world. And in each of them, there are innumerable inhabitants who look exactly like Lord Vishnu. These inhabitants are known as Mahapaurushikas, or persons directly engaged in the service of the Lord. They are happy in those planets and are without any kind of misery, and they live perpetually in full youthfulness, enjoying life in full bliss and knowledge, without fear of birth, death, old age, disease, and without the influence of Kala, eternal time. Maharaj Yudhishthira has compared the inhabitants of Dwaraka to the Mahapaurishikas of Vaikuntha Loka because they are so happy with the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita, there are many references to the Vaikuntha Lokas, and they are mentioned there as Maddhama, or the kingdom of the Lord. Omagyanatimirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai shi gurave namaha shi chaitanya manobhishtam stapitam yena bhutale swayam rupakada mahiyam tadati swapadantikam vandeham shi guru shi yuta padakamalam shi gurum vaishnavamscha shi rupam sagrajatam sahagana ragunatan vitam tam sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Kauravani Pracharine నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివ సాది గౌర భక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే నమా ఓం విష్ణు పదాయ కృష్ణ పృష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే జయ పతాక స్వామి నిధి నామని నమో చరి పాదాయ నితాయ కృపపదాయని గౌరగత దామదాయ నగర గ్రామదాయని. We're reading the chapter called The Disappearance of Lord Krishna from Canto 1, Chapter 14. To summarize, Krishna has actually disappeared. The Pandavas don't know about it. Arjuna is coming back from Dwaraka, Mathura, and he looks very stunned. He looks very different. He looks very weak. He looks very depressed. He looks very sad. So Yudhishthira is asking, what happened? Did somebody disrespect you? Did, you know, somebody die there or something bad about this, everything? He's asking him. So within that is this shloka where previously we read, is Lord Krishna the Supreme Personality of Godhead who gives pleasure to the cows, the senses and the brahmanas, who is very affectionate towards his devotees, enjoying the pious assembly at Dwaraka, surrounded by friends? Yudhishthira Maharaj is asking Arjuna. And today the original personality of Godhead, the enjoyer and Balarama, the primeval Lord Ananta, are staying in the ocean of the Yadu dynasty for the welfare, protection and general progress of the entire universe. And the members of the Yadu dynasty, being protected by the arms of the Lord, are enjoying life like the residents of the spiritual sky. So Yudhishthira is inquiring about Krishna and is glorifying how Krishna is staying in Dwaraka along with Balaram and how he is protecting the whole universe, is protecting all his devotees in the Yadu dynasty by his arms. Bahu means protecting them, defending them. Nobody can attack them. Devotees are all protected by the long arms of the Lord. The gopis compare the arms of the Lord to serpents that come and embrace them. Jagati Jananivaso. What is it? Jayati Jananivaso Deviki Janmavado Yaduvari Parishat Swair Dorbir Asyan Adharman Sthirachara Vrijanagna Sushmita Shrimukhena Vrajapura Varitanam Vardhayan Kamadevam. This is a description given in the Bhagavadam which says that Jayati Jananivaso Devaki Janmavado Yaduvari Parishat Swair Dorbir Asyan Adharman. Using your long arms, you protected all the Yadus from anything wrong, any type of danger that would come with them. So, Krishna, if you're protected by Krishna's arms, nobody can touch you. Obviously, Krishna's arms are not ordinary, tender-looking arms as they actually look. Those arms of the Lord look very tender, lotus-like, extremely gentle, very beautiful, wonderfully shaped. But the same arms, just with one stroke, cut off the head of the washerman and rolled down. And those same arms, which everybody in the wrestling arena thought, how tender-looking boys, why these gruesome, gory looking Chanura and Mushtika standing in front of them like giants, how will they be proper match? It's completely wrong. Lightweight against heavyweight, that's not the way they fight in Olympics. It's lightweight, medium weight, heavyweight, but this is completely unfair. Lightweight against heavyweight, but with those arms, what boxing was done, Chanura and Mushtika died. Very tender looking, beautiful arms. And those arms also went and dragged Kamsa down and gave him one box. And he left his body. Those arms are not ordinary arms. That is why the arms of the Lord are praised. Not only they look very beautiful, very shapely, lotus-like, but the same lotus-like arms can change into some other weapon and still look nice only. No change in it. This is the meaning of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Means everything is very beautiful looking, wonderful. At the same time is extremely powerful. He looks like a young boy, 16-year-old. But he, like Yudhishthira is saying, the Supreme Personality, the original personality of Godhead, the Enjoyer, and Balarama, the primeval Lord, Ananta, are staying in the ocean of the Yadu dynasty for the welfare, protection and general progress of the entire universe. But actually he went away, afraid of Jarasandha, and took all his people and built something in the ocean with a fort around it. That is the real story. The real story is Jarasandha attacked so many times. It's very interesting. He attacked so many times. How many times? Quiz. How many times? 17 times he attacked. And then therefore Jarasandha is troubling us too much, so he went off and took his people and built a fort in the sea and stayed there. That is the story. But here Yudhishthira is comparing that to the Lord staying in the milk ocean, Vishnu on Ananta, in the ocean of milk. That's what it really means. But what's the meaning Prabhupada has given in the beautifully in the purport. But what people ordinarily think there, at least Jarasandha and all the enemies, they think that, he got afraid and ran and built a place there. He's afraid of me. He didn't fight with Jarasandha. Because the Lord has got some... 17 times he attacked, 17 times he defeated him, sent him back. Never killed Jarasandha. Why? Because there was another plan how Jarasandha should die. And what did happen afterwards? Krishna with Bhima and others, they went dressed as Brahmanas to Jarasandha's kingdom. And he welcomed them, served them. What can I do for you? He said, yes, you can do something for us, Krishna revealed. Actually, I am not Brahmana, I am Krishna, your old enemy. Excuse me for coming like this, but this is the way to come close to you. Your old enemy, 17 times you have visited me, 17 times I have defeated you. Excuse me, I came like this because this is Bhima and this is his thing. They desire to fight with you. Fight with me? Ha 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 ha, I started laughing. Finally after you understand, you want to fight with me, I'm happy to fight with you. But not fight with this fellow. This is useless. And you are also just a, you know, useless cowherd man, and what do you know? Bhima I'll fight with. Bhima is okay. He can fight with me. He can fight with me. But the Lord smiled and said, welcome. We are happy. Bhima will fight with you. And in this way, Bhima was asked to fight, and he fought and fought and fought for so many days, nothing happened. Because Jarasandha was extremely strong. And Bhima was wondering, what is this? Nothing is happening. This person is too strong. But only Krishna knows some secret about everybody in this world. Because he's super soul in the heart of everybody. Actually, it's very unfair in one way. He's super soul. He's sitting inside the heart of everybody. He knows your entire jatakam, your horoscope, what you desire, what you want, what evil thoughts are inside you, what good thoughts are inside you, what's your good intention. Everything he knows, including that of Jarasandha. But Jarasandha does not know that, because he is completely forgetful of the Lord. He doesn't know he is in the heart also. Even if he knew, he doesn't care. Right? What does Jarasandha know? His whole life history is known. He knows how he was born. He was born from the Rakshasi, Jara. And he was actually, all sorts of stories. He was joined together. Somebody gave birth and somebody gave birth to half and another half, and then they were thrown, I vaguely forget. And then this Rakshashi found out and joined together, and then this is how he came back to life. That all this history only Krishna knows. Nobody knows that. And this is why he is not fighting with him. He's not fighting with him. Because such a person of that birth and all, like Kshatriya, will not normally do things to. And some other reasons. And he had a plan that Bhima only should kill him. So he told Bhima, lifted a leaf and told him, tear him into two. Because that is where is his weakness. He's weak. If you just lift him, he will tear there. Because that's what his point joint. So Bhima understood it. And then he put Jarasandha down and put one leg down and tore him. These are amazing fights. These are much better than, you know, jiu-jitsu or karate or judo or whatever you want, martial arts. Just tear the person. Huge man. Just tore him apart. He tore very easily. And then Krishna told, throw one this side, throw that other side. Left on the right, right on the left. He could not join together. He died. And came back successfully. Now, to be able to do this to Jarasandha, only Krishna knows how to kill him. All these secrets only he knows. If you go and attack Jarasandha without knowing the secrets, you will be defeated. You will be defeated. Everybody's secrets Krishna knows. That's why better be in good relationship with Krishna. Very simple material reason also. Everybody's details he knows. Right? All data. Google has stored all the data of everybody. Everybody, Facebook detail, that, contacts, everything. Right? But Krishna, without having any computer, without having any hardware, it's all housed inside him only. Very smoothly he knows about anybody, anytime. He doesn't have to access, he doesn't have to have a hard disk storing things somewhere, and then another set of hard disks somewhere else on the planet storing things together, and then some EMP will come and everything will be destroyed. None of these things he has to worry about. He stores data very casually. Very casually he remembers. That is why God is described. It is better to have good relationship with God. You must have. Unless you are a fool number one who doesn't know God, therefore you became a fool. You will not have relationship with God. Bhakti, devotion to God, is not only for his benefit. It is completely for our benefit only. It's not at all for Krishna's benefit. It's for our benefit only. So Yudhishthira Maharaj, when Krishna came back and told Yudhishthira, this is what happened and Jarasandha is dead. You don't have to worry. Nobody is opposing you anymore. He became so happy. Not because Yudhishthira is, you know, I am great now. Just looking at Krishna and saying how he heard from how Krishna helped to kill Jarasandha from Bhima, everybody. When he heard that, he started shedding tears and became ecstatic and became very, very happy. I was just hearing that Krishna book. He became extremely happy and ecstatic hearing how Krishna had helped Bhima. Otherwise, Bhima would have definitely died. How he is constantly protecting us. How without him, there is no chance of us being protected. There is no chance of Bhima defeating Jarasandha. There is no chance of me defeating Jarasandha, because he has attacked Krishna 17 times and is still living, alive and kicking, willing to this thing. And he is so angry with Krishna because his two daughters are married to Kamsa, and Krishna came and killed Kamsa, and they two became widows. Because of that, Jarasandha got angry. My two daughters became widows. You are the reason for it. You killed my son-in-law, Kamsa. So he is forcefully attacking Krishna. Krishna knows all these background. Right? And don't worry, Jarasandha, I know everything about you. At the right time, we will do the needful to dissect you into two halves and throw you. The time has not yet come. So this is the meaning of actually Jarasandha died through Bhima by Krishna only. He just used the Pandavas to do many things like this. And the Pandavas were very happy to be instruments. Protection of the Lord. One who takes shelter of the Lord is protected by the Lord. One who thinks that I can do things myself, then you can get, according to your karma, according to your horoscope, you can get protected. Right? You don't want the protection of the Lord. Some people are completely Krishna unconscious in this world. So they always think of how to solve their problems themselves. Let's depend on our own ability. I can do it. We can do it. The whole world can do it. We should all get together and do it. We have all these formulas. All minus God. All minus Krishna. It all fails invariably. Everything has failed. Wherever there is a godless civilization, not dependent on the Lord, it fails. Materially fails. And so you can see here the Pandavas were totally dependent on Krishna. That's why Yudhishthira Maharaj, out of his own experience, he is saying the members of the Yadu dynasty being protected by the arms of the Lord are enjoying life like the residents of the spiritual sky. You can enjoy life only if you are protected by the Lord. In other words, enjoying of life is not so easy. Like people think, all the advertisements will tell you, live life king size, smoke wills filter kings. Actually, life will become pint size when you smoke wills filter kings, because your lungs will become completely destroyed. There's no more living life king size. You will live in the hospital. You may get a king size bed with all these things inside you. So you don't live life enjoyably. But why do we try to live life without God enjoyably? When God, if you associate with, relate with and pay devotional service to, can keep you happy with Him in focus. That's what is material life. Material life means wanton, purposeful forgetfulness of Krishna. It's our choice. By choice we forget Krishna. Yoga means practicing remembrance of Krishna. Yoga means doing everything in relationship to Krishna. Yat karoshi yat ashnasi yat juhosi dadasi yat yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurushva madarpanam. Krishna is saying, whatever you do, however you want to do, you do it as an offering to me. Include me in everything that you do. That's all I am asking you. I'll make it successful for you. Still we won't do that. We will do everything Krishna unconsciousness. The International Society for Krishna Unconsciousness. The rest of the world. One side is International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Other side is International Society for Krishna Unconsciousness. ISKUN. Unconsciousness. When you speak about God, they cannot listen. Like one devotee said, they are all ISKCON also. Why? Wo ISKCON se sunke ISKCON se chod deta hai. ISKCON se sunse sunne ke baad ISKCON se bahar nikalo. ISKCON, kan means ears in Hindi. Hear from this ear and throw it out of this ear. Don't take it inside. See? So in this way, if you become Krishna unconscious in anything, that you always get into trouble. Even devotees get into trouble when they do something without Krishna consciousness. And then they are wondering why, what, when, how. Simple. You forgot Krishna. Smartavyahi satatam Vishnu vismartavyahi jatu chit. Sarva viddhi visheshayor etayor eva kinkara. Smartavyahi satatam Vishnu. That's what the Shastra is saying. Whatever you do, anytime you do, do it in relation with Krishna. Always do it as a representative of Krishna, humbly executed, you will not be worried, you will not be disturbed, even if it fails. Even if it fails, because you are doing it in a Krishna conscious way, Krishna's desire, I endeavored and I did, fine, I accept. You will never be disturbed if you do it for Krishna. But when you do it with connection with Krishna, then we get into all sorts of problems. We start wondering, we are a failure, I could not achieve it. Yeah, true. It's true, you are a failure. Why? Actually, you are a failure because you did not connect it with Krishna. I am useless. Yes, you are useless because you did not connect with Krishna. You are not connected with Krishna. Actually, that is the real reason you are a failure. That is the real reason you are useless. But if you connect with Krishna and do something for Krishna, and it does not happen, you will say it's Krishna's desire. Happily whistle and go to the next project which you need to do in Krishna consciousness. And you do that, it does not happen. It's okay. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada's life was like that. You can see repeatedly he tried to preach, tried to do this, tried to keep his family Krishna conscious, tried to make his wife Krishna conscious. It failed and he just left that and tried another one and 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 another one. Like that, he kept on trying. He never at any time said, I'm a failure, I cannot do it. And then finally he clicked and then he says, it's all Krishna's mercy. After that he started fully being successful. It's Krishna's mercy. It's Krishna's mercy before, Krishna's mercy after. Whatever he wants, he can do with me. I am his puppet. Earlier, he used me for something else. Nothing happened. Now he is using me. Something is happening through me. It's all Krishna. And he was remaining the same throughout, in failure and success. Labhav, alabhav, jaya, ajayo. Krishna is telling to Arjuna. He is telling that, sukkadukka same kritva, labhav, alabhav, jaya, ajayo. You, sukkadukka same kritva, sama, remain the same in gain and profit, in victory and defeat. You will naturally remain the same because I am involved. I have a plan. 17 times Krishna sent him back. Right? And finally, this was his plan to kill him through Bhima. So Krishna has got his plan. Somebody will be wondering, 17 times why did you wait? Why did you not kill him? You killed Kamsa. You killed his son-in-law so easily. And now you have grown up also. Why don't you kill him? These are all moral questions, straight questions of the world. But Krishna doesn't function like that. He has a plan. The Lord always has a plan. So sometimes things won't work for you. That's okay. It's not part of Krishna's plan. Also, people think that it is Krishna's plan that it will not work. Because that is part of the plan of something else going to work. So a devotee remains transcendental. So Yudhishthira Maharaj, he will take all these things in a completely Krishna conscious way. The art of taking everything in a Krishna conscious way, that should be learned. That's the meaning of a yogi. A yogi is never happy unnecessarily or sad unnecessarily. He is always transcendental to both material happiness and sadness. Because he knows Krishna has a plan for me. I chant Hare Krishna, I worship the Lord, I carry out instructions as per the Acharya, and then things may happen, may not happen in this material world according to the ways and plans of the material world. Who knows? But my connection with Krishna is always for sure. It is a reality. Right? This may not be real. And the things that I try to do there may not be real. May not happen. Or you have to face challenges. But bhakti is real. It's eternal. Krishna is eternal. My relationship of love with him is eternal. I am eternal. So he works on the permanent. He never puts his mind and works on the temporary. You'll see Yudhishthira Maharaj's mood is very much like that. Consistently. Even when he hears Krishna has passed away, he said, okay, fine. Now I also move to join Krishna. So this is something very interesting that we could learn, that you are protected by Krishna as long as you take shelter of Krishna. If you don't take shelter of Krishna, you will feel not protected. You will feel like an orphan. You will feel lonely. You will feel affected. You will feel afraid All these things. When you're disconnected, all these things happen to you. Just like when the child is disconnected from the father and mother, what all happens to him? He goes through fear. He goes through depression. He goes through loss, loneliness. So many things happen. And all that can be patched up in different ways by people who find him. But until and unless he finds his parents, he will not genuinely be settled and protected and sheltered. He will constantly feel, this is not what I want. So in this material world, this is how we all feel. Whatever shelter we get materially, whether even it is from so-called relatives, family members, everything, by money, by insurance, by company, by society, friendship, love, all these type of things, they are lacking. Why? Because they are not connected with Krishna. And they always are a source of insecurity for you. But if we take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, which the gopis are speaking so much about, if we take shelter of the lotus hands of the Lord, which what the gopis are speaking about, then the greatest shelter you'll get. Greatest shelter you'll get. You'll mentally give up. Ha! I don't have to worry about anything. Just like the child when he comes back to the mother, into the arms of the mother, he'll completely stop, suck his thumb and go to sleep. I am sheltered. That's when he sleeps really. Happily he'll sleep. Why? I am in the arms of my mother. This is real shelter. Because I'll be protected here. I'll not be abused. I will not be this. Nothing. This is the place where I belong. Like that, when an Atma finds the shelter of Krishna, he becomes completely peaceful. Sukham. You see. This is what is the meaning of saying. Prasanna. Happy. Suprasiddhati. Completely settled and happy. No anxiety of any sort. This is shelter given by Krishna to the Yadus, to the Pandavas. So they were not at any time afraid if Krishna is around. What to do? Whatever Krishna says, you do. It will be definitely 100% the best thing to do that they have. So this is the meaning of feeling that shelter. That's what an Atma feels. That's what devotees feel in Srila Prabhupada's movement. It's movement meant to give shelter to everybody. Yayatma suprasiddhati. Deep inside you will feel a shelter. By chanting Hare Krishna, eating prasadam, doing kirtan bhajan, hearing Bhagavat. Externally you may be something bothering you, but inside you are sheltered. And you will know the difference when you get away out of the association of devotees and go and stay in a place where such people are not there. You will feel very strongly the difference. Then only you will appreciate shelter of Krishna. You will see that very different it is. You see. So this is the voice of a sheltered person, Yudhishthira Maharaj speaking about the shelter of Krishna. That's why all these temples that Prabhupada established, ISKCON, he called them an oasis in the desert where one can get the shelter of Krishna. You see, it's very subtle, but people feel very protected and sheltered. Whatever externally may happen in the association of devotees, chanting, kirtan, prasadam, discussion of Bhagavat, all that gives him a deep internal shelter. Sometimes you may not even notice it, you may not even value it. You have to miss it in order to value it. Because you are so gross, your consciousness is not fine enough to understand that. So you may not know what good you are getting. Just like the child doesn't know when he is in his mother's arms, what shelter and protection he is getting. But when he gets lost only he knows. Oh my gosh. And he comes back quickly and he knows the value of his mother's shelter and protection. You see. That is what the Yadus are getting. Krishna protected them constantly. Even though they fought with each other and killed each other, that was meant for their protection only. Till you come back. And they fought with each other and came back. Externally, so many things will happen, but it is meant for protection. So the ways and plans of Krishna, we should not try to speculate and try to understand. We should simply abide by the instruction of the Acharya. Do this, you will be protected. We just do that. We just do that. That is Krishna's instruction. How to take shelter of the Lord? That's an art that we should learn from the Acharya. So Prabhupada has taught that to the whole world and made the whole world sheltered by chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Tat Sat Srila Prabhupada Ki.